Why, hello, 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 people. Thanks for tuning into Smoky House. If you didn't know, I'm about to inform you. You are now tuning in with the one, the only, your favorite Amazon John Dom. Oh, I have to wet my whistle. That note, it was good. It was good, but it could have been better. Hey, y'all. We not gonna do that. Because I already know what y'all thinking, what you were saying. Just know that I'm back. I'm here. Hey. All right? I love you like you love me, okay? Don't be mad. There's actually a lot to talk about, but I'm not gonna talk about it. I have so many notes because I've been gone for a while. So much has happened. When I tell you Cat Williams opened up a portal that has not closed, then we had an eclipse that just shook up the world even more. My good God. My good God, y'all. Wow. But I do have two main things I want to discuss today. And come on. Kendrick versus Drake. We got to get into that. We have to get into that because history has been made. History was made back to back on so many different levels, so we have to get into that. And this teacher situation that's been going viral, everything else I really don't want to talk about. Like I said, a lot has been going on in the universe, in real life, in celebrity life. Well, I guess celebrity life is real life, but yes, a lot has been going on. Diddy, I don't want to talk about Diddy. TikTok, I don't want to talk about TikTok. What else, so much. I got so much notes over here. More Diddy notes. JT and Carisha, like, well, maybe we can talk about that. Baddies, the eclipse, Aoki. So much has happened. JT versus Suki, Megan, Beyonce's new album. There's so much, but I don't want to get into that, because when I say Kendrick fucking shook up the world, he shook up the world, and we have to give a round of applause to that man. But if you haven't already, please follow me on all social media platforms. I am on Snapchat, I am on Instagram, and I do have a Twitter. So if you haven't already, I see my follower counts is getting a little low. I'm like, damn, y'all, I know I don't be on there a lot, but I do what I can. And I'm like, dang, I gotta do something about my engagements. But I do have everything except for TikTok. I will not do that, and it seems like it might get banned, so I won't have to. But if you are on Snapchat, add me, D_HIGH_hi. Twitter pages are remember_REDEE, as well as 713 Smoky House. And my Instagram page is champion_D, as well as, oh wait, no, I did that backwards. Okay, so I'm high, y'all. So my podcast Twitter page is SMOKEYHOUZ, so Smoky House. And then my Instagram podcast page is 713 Smoky House. Oh no, see, I fucked it up again. Don't do drugs, children. No, okay. Take three. All right, my podcast Twitter is HOUZSMOKEY. So it is House Smoky. So once again, HOUZSMOKEY. And again, children, don't do drugs. Just smoke weed. Happy Mother's Day to all the mamas. I'm getting lit for y'all. I just got off the phone with my mama. She just had her little French toast breakfast. I sent her something in the mail. Of course, the U.S. postal system didn't get it to her on time, but she is looking out for it, and I hope it arrives to her mama. I hope when you hear this episode, you know that I love and appreciate you. Thank you. If you haven't seen my mama, she is, she is Empress Mona on my Instagram page. She is probably the number one commenter. That's my mama. Shout out to her. Happy Mother's Day to all the active mamas in their children's lives, breathing love and life into their children, praying over them, nurturing them, guiding them in the right, you know, path and direction. Shout out to all of y'all. We appreciate you guys. I appreciate all the moms actively in my life, from friends to friends' moms that have been with me on my journey, who have been in my life since I was a preteen. I truly appreciate all you guys. And I pray that today is filled with admiration and appreciation. I pray you get, if you drink, drink. And you eat a good meal and you get to relax. Happy Mama's Day. Okay, we love y'all. Okay, the world would be nothing without y'all. So we appreciate you over here. All right. Now I did my little spiel. I fucked it up a little bit, y'all. I'm sorry. It's been a minute. I haven't done this in a while. I've been outside. I've been enjoying life. So I'm stuttering. I'm stammering. But I got it. You should have been following me anyway. So it shouldn't matter. But yes, let's get into history, because we literally have lived through history. What Kendrick Lamar did, I'm sorry, we have to give him a round of applause. We have to give him a round of applause. Like, I am not a diehard Kendrick fan. Have I listened to his songs? Yes. Do I have his music on my phone? Yes. Can I tell you background information, his mama's name, where he grew up, his high school, stuff like that? No. Am I a stan of his? No. But do I appreciate good music, and do I appreciate what he's done in his category? Yes. And when I tell you, if you didn't respect that man before, you have to now. He came in and stood on big business. And we have to start from the beginning. And we gonna get into it. I know some of y'all, most of y'all already know what happened. If you have a Twitter, you know, you lived it in real time. Because it literally, I feel for me personally, it started on Twitter and YouTube. And then it exploded. And it has become hip hop history, Twitter history, rap history, beef history. Like, we are going to be talking about this forever. Because this shit was wild. So again, I'm going to take it back to the beginning. Again, I'm not a diehard Kendrick stan. So I really didn't know that there was a beef this deep between him and Drake. I thought this was something new, but apparently not. So we're going to take it back. Future and Metro Boomin had a joint album that came out last month or in March. When did it come out? Hold on. Because I downloaded the like that song. I think it was March. I think it was late March. Like March 22nd or something like that. Album dropped. Yeah, March 22nd. Album dropped. Fire. They had a joint song on there with Kendrick Lamar. Now, mind you, this song wasn't, you know, the first song on there. It wasn't the last song. It wasn't, you know, it was something you had to get into and find and listen to. And Lord have mercy, we weren't ready. I personally was not ready. I was like, wow, Kendrick, wait. Put the guns up, wait. When I tell you Kendrick slid on like that, Kendrick came out and said, fuck whatever y'all been discussing for the past couple of years. Fuck y'all opinion. I'm coming out and letting you know this is facts. I'm him. Period. There's no comparison. There's nobody you can hold next to me, especially the two other people that you guys have been comparing me to. Fuck that. Kendrick came out and said, fuck that, bro. Fuck the big three, nigga. It's just big me, nigga. Wah, 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 wah. Bro, he came out and slid on like that. That came out. Now, of course, when he mentioned fuck the big three meaning Drake, Kendrick, J. Cole. Again, I'm not a J. Cole fan either. I'm more of a Kendrick fan than a J. Cole fan. I know more Kendrick songs and have more Kendrick songs on my phone than J. Cole, I'm going to be honest. Now, when J. Cole first came out and he had that, what was it? With Missy Elliott. And nobody's perfect, babe. Nobody's perfect, babe. Hey, but you're perfect for me. Yes, that was my shit. And I think there was another song by J. Cole that I really fucked with. But I'm not, excuse me, a diehard J. Cole fan. J. Cole heard like that, just like the rest of us. Because when I tell you the album dropped, first of all, we've been waiting for Future to drop. Anyways, like, it's hip-hop rap fans, we needed something. Like, the girls have been taking over the genre and been dropping song after song. And a lot of the men, especially on Twitter, have been saying, like, damn, dudes, fight back. We need something for the summertime. We need an anthem. So everyone was literally anticipating, like, hey, Future just dropped. Gunna just dropped. Hopefully, I know certain people, I can't say this because, you know, I'm Team Sauce Walker, but certain people have been saying free Young Thug because they want music for the summer for the guys. So when this album dropped, everyone was hyped, everyone heard it, everyone was listening to it. I myself downloaded it. So of course, J. Cole heard it. J. Cole was like, whoa, okay, okay, wait a minute. I guess J. Cole was like, shit, I'm bored. Fuck it, you know, I got my Dreamville shit coming out soon, concert coming out. You got a little animosity towards me. Cool, I'ma respond. So like that came out, J. Cole responded. I'm not gonna lie, I didn't listen to his response. I believe it was like 6 or 7 minutes. I seen a few people talking about it, not too many people, but a few like blogs and a few of the people I follow on Twitter, but again, not too many. That came out. J. Cole's response. And then, 6 hours, less than that, I guess. I think it was probably like 8 hours. He came out and apologized. J. Cole came out and apologized for his response to Kendrick. And we were like, huh? I know I was, personally, I was like, what is going on? You light-skinned. I don't want to categorize. But you light-skinned ass nigga. Fuck is, how you gonna come out with a 10-minute diss song towards somebody and then switch up and be like, I'm sorry, my brother. Forgive me, my brother. I can't sleep. I don't want this type of energy on. What? Excuse you. No. Absolutely not talking about he's an amazing guy. If you love Kendrick Lamar right now, raise your hand. Whoa. What happened to the 7-minute disrespect you just put out a whole half a day ago? I don't want to hear your fans chanting for me. No, bro. Stand on what you said. Because Kendrick has been standing on what he fucking said. He ain't taking nothing back. All Kendrick Lamar has been doing is been dropping music. But I will give J. Cole this. We didn't know. It was gonna be World War III. So I will give J. Cole that. We didn't know what he knew, apparently. And y'all can agree to this because I seen it on Twitter. All right, he was smart. All right, We understand now. Now that the war has ended, Drake has waved his white flag. DJ Academics has waved his white flag. What's his name? OVO Mall really didn't wave a white flag, but he's been going out a little sad, screaming and hollering on a fucking mic, bro. Just, it's okay. Pop the dick out of your mouth and understand your boy lost. It's all right. Like, waving the white flag. We can understand where J. Cole was coming from. I get that, hey, you might have gotten hyped up in the moment. Like, okay, your own fans are, like, in your ear talking about, hey, you heard this? Hey, you heard this? Hey, you heard this? So, of course, you felt obligated to respond. But then I think you slept on it and woke up and was like, whoa, hold up. I know him in real life. I know what he's capable of. Wait a minute. Let me go back to gardening, tending to my children, you know, playing basketball randomly with Adam Sandler. Let me go back to that. I don't want this. So I can understand now. So I'm okay with J. Cole. I'm not going to start listening to his music. I doubt he's going to drop anything new now. He deleted the diss song he had towards Kendrick. He, I guess, deleted it from all streaming platforms. So he bowed out before it got too bad, because let's go down the timelines. Because, woo, when I tell you Kendrick was in that fucking studio in the booth, pen to pad. Probably not even pen to pad. He probably was freestyling this shit. He probably was like, I have this shit on my chest, on my heart for years. I've been wanting you to know how I feel, bro. I don't like you. I don't like the way that you walk, the way that you talk, the way that you fucking dress, bro. I don't like those fucking braids in your head. Like, he went off. Like, he said, I can't even hold back no more. Like, that came out. And I think J. Cole heard it. And then, of course, Drake heard it. Push-ups maybe came out, too, around this time. I didn't hear push-ups. I heard Family Matters. So, the timeline, I believe, because when I... it was a lot to keep up with. Y'all know, it was a lot to keep up with. You couldn't close your eyes. We were up for 72 hours. Straight. No sleep. Because we didn't want to miss nothing. When I tell you history has been made. Crazy. Like, that came out. I believe Drake dropped push-ups. Again, didn't listen to it. Euphoria came. Oh. Hello. Hi. Woke up a demon. Kendrick came out talking his shit. Telling Drake, come outside if you want to, but I'd advise you not to, my brother. But if you want to get in the field, come on, get in the field. Euphoria was a beautiful masterpiece. Like, it was beautifully disrespectful. I feel like I actually have to go back and listen to it, because I feel like Not Like Us kind of took over. So, but Euphoria was a beautiful, disrespectful, fuck you note. And it was like, wow. Oh my. We all heard Euphoria and we was like, Drake, bro, Drake, don't say nothing. Don't say nothing. Don't say nothing, bro. Just, it's okay. It's okay. And then I think the Heart or the Heat Part 6 came out, Drake responded. I didn't listen to that shit either, because I was still replaying Euphoria over and over at work, in the car, at home, in the shower. I was like, wow, what did he say? Wait, rewind that. Wait, what did he say again? Play that shit back. Damn. That's how it was, but it was beautifully crafted. The Heart parts, I ain't listened to it. I probably skimmed through it. Then 6:16 in LA dropped. Ah! Six. Oh my god. And before you could even get into the song, the cover art for 616 in LA. Oh my god. Kendrick said, I'm unloading the clip, reloading, headshot, nigga, headshot. No Diddy. Bro, we could not sleep. It was madness. We was like, bro, is this really happening? Nah, 616 and like, he was talking to his son, talking about Adonis Hot. Whoa. I did listen to Drake's Family Matters. Now, I will give Drake that one point. I will give him that one point in the war. Family Matters was a good song. It definitely gave radio play. It definitely gave type of a Megan Thee Stallion type of, you know, when her hit song dropped, it's a diss, but it's going to get played on the radio. It's definitely poppy. It's definitely, okay. Excuse me. Ooh, Lord, excuse me again. Damn. Pardon moi. But I feel like a lot of people weren't, like, grabbed instantly because, you know, a lot of Drake's fans are tweens, are the white boys, are the dick riders, or are part of the industry. So I don't feel like they probably listened to it all the way through. We listened all the way through Euphoria. We listened all the way through 616 in LA. We replaying that shit. And I feel like Family Matters was cool, a cool little song in the beginning, but it didn't get fired till the beat dropped. And then he started actually, like, like directing his words towards Kendrick. Because in the beginning of it, it was like, you know, towards, you know, Rick Ross, towards The Weeknd, towards Future, towards Metro, towards everyone that really was coming at him. But we was off dumb people. Bruh, did you hear what KDOT said about you? Get into that. And he really didn't get into that until like 5 minutes into the song. So I feel like a lot of people with attention span was like, yeah, right, nigga, you ain't talking about shit. You ain't really trying to fight. You ain't really trying to fight, bro. All right, whatever. Let's go play these two back to back. But then I'm clutching my fucking chest right now. Family Matters dropped. And I swear it felt like 5 minutes later, Kendrick dropped Meet the Grams. He didn't even let us ingest, digest, chew. Bro. I don't even know if I'm getting this timeline correct. I might be mixing it up, but this is how I remember it because so much happened in so little time. Family Matters, Meet the Grams. He said, Adonis, holla at me when you hit 18. What's his mama's name? I was about to call her Sarah. What the fuck is her name? I forgot. Then he was talking to Dennis, telling LeBron, stay the fuck away from him. Talking about people, indictments about to rain down. Wait. Oh. Madness. This was madness. But it was awesome to witness. I know a lot of the industry people, like the Russell Simmons and the Vince Staples and fucking Stevie Wonder, want to come out talking about, oh, this is unnecessary. This is a distraction. We don't need this shit. I know they was coming out talking about, oh, this is not what the people want. Bitch, don't speak for me. this was entertainment at its finest. I was refreshing, screenshotting, downloading. Bruh, where's my charger? Like, I was trying to keep up. It was crazy. And it was necessary. It's weird to me to see that us as, like, the public people that literally seen it in real time and heard it are all like, wow. Like, of course, people are choosing sides. And of course, and if you have, you know, right sense, you're on Kendrick's side. But of course, there's people on Drake's side still, and there's people on Kendrick's side still. But for people to come out talking about this is bad, this is too much, this can lead into something that people don't want to see. Like, first of all, these aren't gangster rappers. It is Drake and Kendrick Lamar. I don't think we're going to take this shit to the streets. Now, granted, I have heard reports that Drake's house was burglarized, as well as one of his people, I guess, were grazed or shot. But I doubt it was because of Kendrick. Honestly, I doubt that. So for people in the industry to come out and be like, oh, this is a distraction, we don't need this, we're two black men going against each other is not what we need. First of all, Drake is mixed. We need to start letting mulatto people be mulatto. We need to start letting biracial people be biracial. We don't have to have them choose one or the other. It's okay. If you choose to swirl, let that motherfucking child know that you swirled. Shit. So it's not something that's going to get taken to the streets and we're going to have a body on our hands. So for people to be like, it's a distraction, woo doo woo woo. No, it was something we needed. It was something that people wanted. A lot of people have been waiting for the male rappers to get back in the field. And we appreciated it. So don't talk for us. Okay? Vince Staples, don't speak for us. Distraction. No, what you're saying is a distraction. Let me get back to the fun shit over here. Yes, we're keeping up with the elections. Okay? Yes, we watched your show on I think it was what, Netflix. So, okay, we're keeping up with the current events. This is a part of the current events. Excuse us. Stevie Wonder was crazy to me. Like, who the hell cares what the fuck Stevie Wonder got to say about this shit? Like, we went to the distraction. Boys, where's your CNI dog? Go. I'm sorry. I don't even mean to be disrespectful because Stevie Wonder is a legend. But, sir, who? Questlove coming out. Mace and Cam. That was a surprise. Mace and Cameron kept coming on their podcast saying that, oh, Drake won. And then all of a sudden, like, okay, this is over. We don't really, Kendrick's dragging it. Huh? What? Gilly the Kid, too, talking about dragging it and it's unnecessary. And, oh, Drake is the obvious winner. What? Did y'all hear the same songs we did? But it, like Kendrick said, fuck the industry. I don't even give a fuck because I know you're not gonna ride. I know you're not gonna ride with me. And it's the industry literally has chosen side, and I can understand, but I'm not condoning it. I can understand why, because a lot of these people have gotten endorsements because of Drake, have gotten, you know, cosigns from Drake that have really, like, resonated for a very long time. So this is why they're in the position that they're in now. But it's just like, wow, like, damn, you can't be honest with yourself because of that? Crazy. I do feel like what Kendrick said, though, is gonna bring down some indictments, because whoa, people gonna get looked at a little deeper. Golly. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, go back and listen to it. But I enjoyed it. It was fun. I believe Drake has officially bowed out. He had like I think it was like an Instagram post talking about Summer's Own, So he's officially moving on from the Kendrick stuff. Kendrick hasn't said anything. He just been dropping. I think in total it was 5 songs. It was Like That. It was Euphoria, 616 in LA, Meet the Grams, and Not Like Us. Not Like Us is so far the summer anthem. I'm, bro, I don't know what he put in this song, but golly, I enjoyed the banter, the feud. We gonna be talking about this for a while. Again, Cat Williams, close the portal. Whatever you did, people have been tussling ever since. The girls, the guys, the children, everybody. But I guess say, fuck it, get it off your chest. Get it off your chest. You got a problem with somebody? 2024 is a year. Wild. But that's all I gotta say about that. I'm gonna move on. Oh, that's my song playing in the background. Excuse me. Ooh, hey. Ooh, Jared LaVert, what y'all know? Come on now, happy Mother's Day. Oh. All right. Next topic. Okay, so this teacher has gone viral on TikTok, and well, of course, now viral on TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, probably Snapchat at this point. Excuse me. I believe he goes by Jack Lee on TikTok. He's a science teacher. I'm not sure where. Really could care less. A science teacher who I guess has currently lost his job for a viral video of him getting, well, multiple, it wasn't just one, viral videos of him getting his nails painted and his hair taken out by female students. Now, again, I'm not sure what state this was in or what grade he teaches. I just knew he was a science teacher, and apparently one of the videos had came out to portray, like, oh, it was the end of the day, they had 20 minutes left of class, so it didn't really matter. And I guess the other video of him, like, getting his nails painted was just something that the girls wanted to do. I'm gonna play devil's advocate on this, but I am definitely on a certain side. Now, before I investigated the situation, I just heard about it. I was like, oh, okay, well, he was getting his hair taken out. That's a little odd, but I mean, damn, I don't think it's that serious. Then I seen the video. Excuse me. And the video did disturb me, I'm not gonna lie. The initial video of this man getting his hair unbraided by, I believe it was like a group of about maybe 5 or 6 girls. I don't want to say little girls, but little girls, probably 13, surrounding him, unbraiding his hair. It disturbed me a little bit. Now, when I had seen that video and then later found out that he had gotten terminated, I was like, oh, fuck, that's kind of a little harsh, but hey, I could see why. And he has to be honest with himself and see why. If someone were walking past your classroom, fuck the whole recording or going live on TikTok, if a parent or another teacher just walked past your class and seen that, just a group of little girls surrounding this grown man teacher sitting in the chair, touching his hair, unbraiding his hair, caressing him, because literally that's what they were doing. Let's be honest. The word might disturb you, but this is what these girls were doing to him. He looked like he was at the beautician getting service. Like, he was relaxed. He was in, ooh, yeah. And it's like, sir, what's going on? So it was odd. to watch. So when it came out that he was fired, I then dug in a little bit more and I seen another video of him getting his nails painted. Now the video of him getting his nails painted wasn't as disturbing to my spirit as with the hair. But it still seemed like he had crossed a line with his students. Like, and I can completely understand people saying like, okay, he has a good relationship with them. They're comfortable with this teacher. He can talk to them. They can talk to him. You know, they're not scared of him. I can see that point of view. But I can also see, hey, you're an adult in this situation. Fucking act like it. What are you doing? I don't give a fuck if there was 20 minutes left in the class, so you decided to have these little girls playing your hair. Do that when you get home. Tell them to take out their own hair. Tell them to work on their homework. Clean out their lockers. What are we doing? You're a science teacher. What does this have to do with science? So again, I can see both sides, but I'm really leaning towards, bro, what are you doing? What are you doing? It's weird. It's weird. And then for you to get on TikTok again, because you're an attention whore at this point. Because I think even when he was on TikTok, because the original video I think was alive on TikTok, he was asking people to donate or send cash apps or some shit like that. I don't know. That's what I heard. I don't have TikTok, but that's what I heard. And if that was the case, what the hell are you doing? You don't find that odd? So, of course, he was fired. And then he comes out with a response video. And this is a lot of people's problems sometimes. Shut the fuck up sometimes. Stop talking. He comes out with a response video talking about, oh, I see people finding the video odd and weird and asking me, how would I feel if I had a daughter or if I see my daughter playing in a grown man's hair? Well, I wouldn't feel weird. I wouldn't find that odd. You're a goddamn lie. You're a goddamn lie. I promise you, any parent who randomly was walking into the school, walking into their child's class, and walked into their female child in a male teacher's head, taking out his braids in the middle of class, what the fuck is going on? And if you don't have that reaction, I'm looking at you like, what the fuck is wrong with you? You don't see this shit going on?
No, I wouldn't feel weird by that. I wouldn't see a problem with that.
Then something's wrong with you, because this is a problem. There's no boundary set here. You are the teacher. You are the adult in this situation. Then I seen people trying to compare the situation like, oh, other teachers have done this before and they haven't gotten fired. The other teachers who have gone viral for this have gotten fired. There's been maybe like 3 teachers that actually teach like cosmetology that were like literally teaching a profession that needed students to practice on themselves doing it. But the certain female teachers that went viral for that shit were let go of their position or were moved out of their district. So people aren't projecting their traumas. They're seeing it for what it is. This is strange. This is a grown man. You are a teacher. You are a professional. Act like it. I can completely understand kids being comfortable with you. But in their comfortability, I hope that's a word, put in place a guideline. Like, yes, I'm here for you. Yes, come and talk to me. Yes, come and ask me questions if you feel like you need guidance. But understand that certain things we're not doing. Certain things aren't allowed because I am the adult. You are the child. And I don't think that's bad. I get like this whole gentle parenting type shit going on and all this stuff, this, that, and third. Okay, but that's between a parent and a actual child. This is a some type of authority figure. Okay, why are we so lackadaisy in this motherfucker? What's going on? Where's the chemicals? Lab rats or some shit. What the fuck? What are we doing? Y'all got Bobos and Barrettes out. So, I honestly don't feel bad that he lost his job. I feel like he should have knew better. Because, sir, come on now. Let's be honest. This looks weird. Then you came out with a third video sharing text messages between your students. You're making this worse. Like, for me, it honestly kind of gives me the same feel about that girl that was, that seen that little white baby on the side of the road, and then she ended up getting kidnapped herself, and then come to find out she actually lied about that shit, and she was batshit crazy trying to get her ex-boyfriend to notice her. This is what it's giving me. Like, okay, I can see people seeing the innocence in it, but I feel like if we keep digging deeper and deeper, we gonna find out for real why they fired buddy. Because it wasn't just one instance. It was multiple. If you haven't seen the videos, I believe they're still up. I believe his name is Jack Lee. He has a GoFundMe up. If you fucking donate to that shit, I'm judging you. Because, again, he should have knew better. Do your job. Again, yes, be there for your students. Yes, help them. Yes, guide them. Yes, you know, be cool in a way with them. I don't remember being that cool with teachers. And the one teacher I can remember, and I hope certain people who went to my high school remember that one white teacher that was real cool, laid back, had students' cell phone numbers, and was going after school chilling at the pizza parlor. He was let go. Because come to find out, he was one of them little girls. So, again, he should have knew better. So, I don't feel bad. But I can see both sides. But I also feel, if we keep digging, we're going to find something out about Buddy that we might need to put some handcuffs on him for. So, he needs to shut up. People need to understand that, hey, parents weren't comfortable. I get that maybe 12 and 13 year olds are going to cry over losing this handsome teacher. But, hey, lesson learned. I'm sorry. You're in school to learn. You're in school to teach and guide kids. Like, hey, this is not professional. This is not appropriate. He could have cut class short and been like, hey, I'm going to sit here and take out my own fucking hair. Y'all find something to do. Y'all do TikTok dances or do your homework or some shit. I really don't care, because I'm going to take these last 20 minutes to do what I got to do, because when I get home, I'm trying to just wash the shit out, drink me a beer, and watch the game. He could have did that. There was no need for you to have six little girls surrounding you like you king of the castle caressing your hair. People were like, well, you don't have to describe it like that. That's what it was. So yes, people are looking at this oddly because it was odd. But he lost his teaching license and everything. He just needs to stop talking and figure out what he's about to do with his life, because I doubt many people are going to donate to that GoFundMe, because again, they keep unlayering shit. I don't know about you, Mr. Lee. But that's all I got, y'all. I'm high. I want to smoke again. My mouth's dry. I've been hooping and hollering. Again, I appreciate y'all for tuning in to another unwanted, unexpected Smokey House episode. Follow me on all social media platforms. Hopefully I get it right this time. Follow, well, add me on Snapchat. I am on Snap, D_HIGH. I am on Instagram, main Instagram. I don't even think I gave that one earlier. My main Instagram is champion_D. The podcast Instagram is 713 Smokey House. Then my Twitter pages are remember_REDEE, as well as HOUZSMOKEY. Hey, I got it, bitches. Okay, yeah. See, I haven't done it. Lord have mercy. Then knock the mic. Hey, sorry. See, all right, we gonna wrap it up. Again, thank you guys for tuning in. Follow me on all social media platforms, and I'll be back when I fucking feel like it. Peace.